Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying.
I'm Chen Xuan.
316 individuals and projects won 2022 Shanghai Science and Technology Awards today. Awards were handed out in various categories, including Top Individual Prize, Natural Science Prize, and Technical Inventions. Four outstanding awards were given to projects including medical consumables and teaching the public about the coronavirus. Zhang Yue has more.
The team of academician Liu Changsheng from the Chinese Academy of Sciences won an outstanding award in the category of technical inventions. The team has invented artificial bone material that reduces the cost of surgery. In the past, some patients with a slip disc could only use their own bones for surgery. The team's invention has been used in more than 800 hospitals around the country, helping more than 300,000 patients. The treatment efficiency rate was more than 90% and is highly effective in treating pain.
We invented a method to synthesize the bone growth factor and made a bone prosthesis to use during the treatment of femoral necrosis. The technology will play an important role in promoting the growth of bone.
Dr. Zhang Wenhong from Huashan Hospital and his team was given an outstanding award in the category of popularizing science and technology for his contribution in teaching the public about COVID-19.
We should treat every individual who is infected with coronavirus. But we should also help people improve their lifestyle and learn pandemic control methods. This work is also the responsibility of us frontline medical workers.
Other outstanding awards covered areas in aviation and silicon wafer technology. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
Delegations from the Luxembourg Stock Exchange paid a visit to the Shanghai Technology Exchange today. Both sides looking for more opportunities to create another bridge for Chinese companies to expand their business in Europe. Reporter Zhang Shixuan was at the meeting and finds out more.
The delegations led by Julie Becker, CEO of Luxembourg Stock Exchange, arrived at the Shanghai Technology Exchange at noon.
I'm happy to be here today and back in China in person for the first time in more than...
In an introductory speech, Becker introduced the exchange's business, particularly its listings of Chinese bonds. In 2011, the Luxembourg Exchange became the first in Europe to list a dim sum bond. And as of now, it lists more than 40 issuers.
This is the first visit of Luxembourg delegation to China in 3 years, and also the first visit to the Shanghai Technology Exchange. We will engage in exchanges related to green energy with more Chinese companies. China has been ahead in many fields. For example, we learned that China's automobile battery can power a drive of 700 or 800 kilometers on a single charge.
She added that this small but financially important Western European country has become one of the most popular destinations for Chinese financial asset investors. And since the Shanghai Technology Exchange lists almost 100 green tech developers, there could be many new possibilities for cooperation with the Luxembourg Exchange.
For a Chinese company desiring to go abroad, it's easier to develop if they can rely on an overseas capital market, issuing green bonds overseas and using the capital to carry out overseas market exploration. Now we already have a batch of companies expanding to Europe and the US and Belt and Road countries through our exchange. At one of them, overseas sales now account for more than 90% of its production value.
The Shanghai Technology Exchange is the first permanent national technology market in China. Since October 28, 2020, more than 17 billion yuan worth of transactions have been completed there. Zhang Shixuan, Money Talks.
A new free musical exhibition has opened at Middle Longhua Road Metro Station. The show is an introduction to the Rossini Opera Festival, the only international festival dedicated to Gioachino Rossini, a famous 19th century Italian composer noted for his operas. Reporter Zhang Hong takes a look.
Select pieces from Rossini's operas were performed at the opening ceremony this morning in a public area near Exit 1 of Middle Longhua Road Station of Metro Lines 7 and 12. The area now features pictures and videos that introduce Italian composer Gioachino Rossini and the Rossini Opera Festival. Rossini was born in 1792. He composed his first opera when he was 14, and at the age of 37, he had composed over 30. This piece from William Tell was staged for the first time in 1829. It tells the story of the Swiss fight for independence led by William Tell against the Austrians. It is Rossini's last work for the operatic stage. The auteur retired at the height of his fame.
Rossini Opera Festival is the festival born in 1980, so is now the 44th edition. It's a festival that plays only music of Rossini, because Rossini was born in Pesaro. Rossini left all his heritage, all his legacy to the city of Pesaro to learn music to the younger generation. And we decided to dedicate to him a great festival with the best artists of the world since 1980. So it's a great opportunity for everybody in the world that loves the music of Rossini. You can listen only in Pesaro, all the 37 opera that he writes in his life.
Students and staff from the Shanghai Conservatory of Music were also at the metro station. The institution is looking forward to more cooperation with the Rossini Opera Festival.
The Rossini Opera Festival is very influential worldwide. Many opera scholars take pride in being able to perform at the festival and receiving short-term training at their academy. We are discussing details to cooperate with them in terms of talent cultivation, collaboration on opera studies and creation.
An official from Shanghai People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries said there have been more events in Shanghai introducing Italian culture to the public, including the newly opened Botticelli and the Renaissance exhibition at Bond One Art Museum and Design for Fun, Italian contemporary design that just concluded at Museum of Art Pudong. The association believes a metro station is also a good place to introduce Italian operas to more people. Middle Longhua Road Station became a gallery with replicas of 29 paintings from Spain's Prado Museum in 2021, and replicas of paintings by Spanish surrealist artist Salvador Dali last November. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.